Welcome to the Simple Gospel Church podcast, raising a generation that will stand for Christ.
So I thought it was important for us to look at some things today before we close out the year. But usually at this time of the year, there are two extreme views that people can take, right? When it comes to closing out a year. They are on two opposite ends, and even Christians can have those views. So the first view is the nihilist view. How many of us know what a nihilist is or who a nihilist is? A nihilist is someone that just believes that nothing matters, right? It doesn't what? Matter. So there are people that believe that, you know, it's just, we're just going to move from 11:59:59 to what? 00:00:00. There's nothing different between moving from yesterday into today and between moving from today and what? Tomorrow. Nothing really matters. And then there are those who are what I call the existentialists. Existentialists in this context are people who somehow believe that, yes, through sheer willpower and through the power of the human spirit, somehow they can make something happen as they step into the new season. Right? They are both wrong. Let's turn our Bibles this morning. So I want to first speak against the nihilists. Let's open to Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. And let's read. Genesis 8, 22. Can the second mic go around? Because I would like you to read with me. Someone should open to Psalm 90, verse 12. Well, Genesis 8, 22 says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not what? Shall not cease." Can someone open to Psalm 90, verse 12? Psalm 90, verse 12.
Psalm 90, verse 12 says, "So teach us to number our days, that we may
apply
our hearts unto wisdom."
Thank you. And of course, there's the popular chapter of the Bible that speaks about times and seasons, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. You can write that down. When Solomon was writing, there's a time for everything. A time to what? To mourn, a time to dance, a time to weep, a time to rejoice. So God is a respecter of times and what? And seasons. Because he's the orchestrator of what? Of times and seasons. He's the one that created times and seasons. And so because he's the one that created times and seasons, he respects it. So you cannot be nihilist. It matters that we are stepping from 2023 to 2024. Because it is God that inspired those with the wisdom to count calendar dates. To say, okay, we're moving into a new what? Season. It matters. It matters to an extent. You cannot be completely nihilist about it. And then there are those who say, oh yes, as we're moving into the new year, like, I just have to do better, and they've written so many things, and we'll get to them later. And for those people who are existentialists, I'd like to speak to them this morning. Can we check Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9? And someone should open to Isaiah 46, verse 10. I'll wait for you to get there. Proverbs 16:9 says what? "A man's heart deviseth his what? His way. But the Lord directed his steps." What's this telling us? You are free. It's within your right to what? Try to figure out and devise your what? Your way. But your steps will still be directed by who? By the Lord. You cannot kick him out of the equation. Isaiah 46, verse 10. It says, "Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall what? Shall stand, and I will do all what? My pleasure." That's your God. You cannot be existentialist about it. And so, as you would, well, you won't sleep this night. So I was about to say, as you sleep tonight and wake up tomorrow morning, but you will not be asleep. You'll be here. Amen. But as you step into the new year, the title of the message is the 3 R's. I just want to mention some things that I think that we should look into as we go into the new year. And some things that we should probably also avoid. Amen? So the R's that I think you should practice. The first one is I think you should reflect. You should what? Reflect. Reflect. Why? Because God has been good. Nobody can accuse God of not being what? Not being good. It doesn't matter what the particulars of the circumstances are. You cannot deny that God has been good. But sometimes when we don't reflect, we live a life of ingratitude and complaint. If you look at Psalm 77, from verse 11 to 12, I'll read it. It says, I remember the works of the Lord. Surely I'll remember thy wonders of what? Of old. I will meditate also on all thy what? Thy work. And I will talk of thy doings. This is what it means to what? To reflect. And many people are not reflective. They're not reflective. And if you are not reflective, you won't be able to truly appreciate all that God has done. Right? I remember I put Psalm 107 there because I remember that there was a service here before we left that mommy used Psalm 107 to teach us. A lot of the chapter, she was going over and over again to different verses. And there was a repeated phrase in Psalm 107. Who can remember what that phrase is apart from mommy? Oh, that men who what? Who praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of who? Children of men. And that's why you need to reflect. Because reflection is what will bring praise and thanksgiving to your heart. January to now, you have to reflect. Reflect. And if you've not been reflecting till now and you've just been planning for the future, then you are doing it wrong. If all that is on your heart is, oh, my goals for 2024, then you are doing it wrong. Because if you are not able to look back, there's really no forward for you in any productive sense. Every time the children of Israel came into a new season of their lives, you see that God will stop them and start to say he's going to put them into remembrance. When they paused at Mount Sinai, he decided to speak to them and put them into what's remembrance. When they were about to enter the promised land, he did it again. He decided to remind them of all the things that have what? That have passed. Because if you cannot properly reflect, then moving forward is going to be difficult. You will just enter the year. Amen. So we have to learn to what? To reflect. We have to reflect on what God has done. Reflect on the journey that he has carried you through. If you told me in January 2023 that somehow, when I was planning for January this year, last year, and I was planning a lot of things in terms of even ministry, right? And anyone can bear me witness, at least mommy can bear me witness. The things that were at the forefront of my mind were the church and the Bible school. Club 2000 and all the missionary trips were there, or they were written down, but they're written down, okay, God will do it, right? If you told me in January that we would go to Uganda twice, I'm like, okay. And so when we got to the end of this year, and I looked at my document of all the things that I plan to do, I realized there's a lot of things that I did not achieve. And at first, I was a little upset. I think I called mommy, and I told her I was not happy. I was still in Uganda then. And then I now started reflecting. I said, wait, though. But at the beginning of this year, did you write that you will go on mission? Maybe it was not there. And God took you, and you went. And you had experiences, and you've grown. And I said, well, I have to thank God and stop worrying about what I planned or what I did not plan. Because it's those that are alive that what can plan. Right? So you have to learn to reflect. You have to learn to reflect. You cannot be rigid in your estimation of life for yourself. So that's the first thing, reflection. So apart from reflecting, the second R is you need to repent. You need to what? Say repent. 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 Romans chapter 2 verse 4 tells us something very profound. It said, do we not know that it is the goodness of God and forbearance and his long-suffering that is supposed to lead us to repentance? It says that. It said, or despised thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to what? To repentance. Why am I speaking about repentance today? Because to repent means to change your what? Your mind. And you cannot tell me that throughout last year, or this year rather, your mindset and your heart position towards everything of God was right. You cannot convince me, because it's not true. It's not what? True. And the truth is that if our heart doesn't change, our direction cannot change. And there are things you need to repent of. And that's the truth. There are things we all need to repent of. Whether it's your attitude to his word, or the way you took prayer, or the way you treated his things, whatever the case may be. Or delayed obedience, which can be as good as disobedience sometimes. When God says do it now and you do it next week. Amen. We need to repent. We have to enter the new year with a heart of repentance, because to repent means to change your mind. It's not remorse. It's not I feel bad. No. And it's not penance. It's not punishment. No. It's to change your mind. And you have to have a heart change about some things in your life. Particularly those things that pertain to God. And so repentance is the second thing that I want you to do. That's the second R. Repent. Repent. If you read through the whole of 1 John chapter 1, you'll find that John says that if we say we have no sin, we what? We deceive ourselves, right? But if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to what? To forgive us. He cleanse us. So you have to what? You have to repent. And the third thing you have to do is to what? You have to rest. Please tell someone beside you, rest. Rest. Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28 to a very popular scripture. It says, come unto me, all you that labor and are what? Heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke, verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Isaiah, please let's read Isaiah, the second scripture there. Can we turn our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, which is very important. Isaiah 30, 15. It says, for thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in what? In returning and rest, ye shall be what? Saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And it says, and ye would what? Not. Another version says, the New King James says, in repentance and what? And rest, you will be saved. No, not this. Said in repentance and rest. That's what's in my Bible. I don't know the New King James that is there. Right? In repentance and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence will be your strength. And ye would what? Not. This was the children of Israel. He's telling them that in repentance and rest, they'll be what? They'll be saved. But they will not listen. That's why it says, and you would not. Some of you need to quit your hustle in 2024. Quit your what? Your what? Hustle. I'm not saying you should stop working. You know, hustling is a mindset. Are we to look at me now? Hustling is a what? It's a mindset. It's inside the heart. It manifests outside, but it starts inside. Right? What does it mean to hustle? There are two things that a hustler does not have. The first thing a hustler does not have is it's impossible for a hustler to have enough. Because a hustler does not have security in the things that they have. And they cannot be content. What do I mean? A hustler cannot have faith. Cannot have what? Faith. Because if a hustler makes $1 million today, a hustler will start to already think that, okay, oh, what if, you know, what if they take this money from me? Or what if this happens? What if that happens? They are immediately looking for the next source. It's in the heart. So there cannot be contentment. And there cannot be faith. Because faith is you believing that God will take care of what? Of you. No matter what. So, it's not just people that don't have that hustle. A lot of people that have a lot are hustlers. And once they get, they naturally want more. Because once they get, there's always that trepidation that this thing will soon what? Soon finish. Something will happen. And if you're in that category to an extent, you have to cure yourself, eh? Rest. Because this rest I'm talking about is in who? It's in Jesus. Is that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of what? The Almighty. Come to him. Come and rest. And quit all this rigmaroling. So it's very important. So you need to cure yourself of worry and some interesting thoughts. How can you just sit down at home and the devil will just be using your brain to do something and you'll be allowing him? You just sit down at home. Some people, when they sit down, they cannot think good things. Just sit down. Ah, what if my mother falls sick? Ah, what if? And all these what-ifisms will just be coming to your mind. What if I get fired? From nowhere. Oh. You're not doing badly at work. They are not complaining about you. Oh, what if? Rest. Amen? Rest. Let peace reign in your heart. It's going to be very important because the world is going to become more chaotic. And so a Christian has to find solace in God. It's going to become more chaotic. It's not going to get easier. And so if you cannot rest, you're going to have trouble next year. Because you'll be pulled by every wind of doctrine. At the time, the exchange rate is 1.5 to $1. You say it can't happen. They said it's not reach 1,000 and it reached there. So anything can what? Can happen. Will you kill yourself? Eh? Are you the person? Are you in government? Please, what? Rest. Even if you are, rest. Rest in Christ. Hmm? Rest in Christ. Rest in Him. It's very important, though. It's extremely important. Because most people, most Christians right now, they are in church but their mind is not there. They are already filled with what? Trepidation. The children will soon resume for another term. Because you know it's holiday now. But next week, next 2 weeks, they are going back to school. And they are in church today saying thank you, Jesus, for the end of 2023. But it's where that money is going to come from that is in their mind. They are, as they are writing in their notes, the pastor thinks they are jotting the message when they are doing financial planning. It's true. And calculating where the sources, the potential sources of income are going to come from. Rest. Yeah? And the truth is, you cannot rest in isolation. It is this word that gives you peace. Yeah? It is God's promises towards you that will actually make you rest. So you have to spend more time with this word if you want to rest this year. You have to determine that, okay, I need to spend more time with the word of God. Not because you are going to be preaching to anybody. First for yourself. Eh? for your own peace of mind. So that you can let go of fear and worry and strife and hustling. And where is the next money going to come from? It's very bad for some people, though, and they are Christians. Once good, it will be better for them. They prefer when good things are not happening, because when good things start happening to them, they begin to fear that this thing will soon be taken away. And they are believers. It shouldn't be so. It shouldn't. Please, this, as we are stepping into 2024, rest. Make a determination in your heart that you would rest. And at every stage of your life, reflect, look back. Those of us that do 3-point planning or the 3D graphing planning, not all your plans will work. In fact, most of them will not work. But you have to learn to look at what has worked. The things that you did not plan that God said, okay, my child, take. That was not in your equation. That you did not plot. And God just looked at you with mercy and said, okay, my son, my daughter, what? Take this one. And that's the one that the devil wants to make you forget. That's why we testify. So we can reflect, we can repent, and we can rest in the goodness of God. And so before, I want to give you some bonuses, some hours you need to avoid, just two. Because I told you hours to what? To practice, right? Let me just give you two to avoid. The first is what? Regret. Don't wallow in what? In regret. Don't wallow in it. It doesn't help. The Bible reading today was from Philippians chapter 3, and verse 13 and 14 says that Paul says, this one thing I do. Says what? I press forward towards the what? The higher calling of Christ. It says what? Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies what? Ahead. I press on towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Forget what? The past. The past is the past. Living in regret is not going to do anything. Whatever mistakes you made, let it go. Whatever things happened wrongly, let it what? Go. Those that wallow in regret never move forward. You have to forget. Let it go. So that's the first thing you need to avoid. And the second thing you need to avoid is what I called reactive what? Resolutions. Let me read the scripture before I tell you what reactive resolution is. Proverbs 26 from verse 4 to 12. This was Solomon describing a fool. He said, do not answer a fool according to his foolishness, or you will also be like what? Like him. Answer a fool as his foolishness deserves, so that he will not be wise in his own eyes. One who sends a message by the hand of a fool, chops off his own feet and drinks what? Violence. Like useless legs to one who cannot walk, so is a proverb in the mouth of what? Of fools. Like one who binds a stone in a sling, so is one who gives honor to what? A fool. Like a thorn that sticks in the hand of a heavy drinker, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like an archer who wounds everyone, so is one who hires a fool or hires those who pass by. Like a dog that returns to his vomit, so is a fool who repeats his what? His foolishness. Do you see a person who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. There's more hope for what? For a fool than for him. After he describes the demerits of a foolish person, he ends that section by saying, well, even someone that is wise in his own eyes, all these things I've described about a fool, a person that decides to be wise in his own what? Eyes, there's more hope for that fool than for that person. Why am I reading this to you? What is a reactive resolution? Are people that are trying to cheat through life by having emotional reactions and then deciding that they can do something and they will not follow through? So let me give you an example. So throughout 2023, Pastor Billy has said plenty times, read books, read books, read books, read books. Sometimes he will even bully you, give you a book to read. You will not read it. or you spend 2 months with it, and then you read a book, you felt good, or you now came to the end of the year and now said, man, I need to read more books in 2024. And you that did not finish 2 books in 2023, you now say, I'm going to read 25 books in 2024. And you write it down. That's what a reactive what? Resolution. One of the many problems that people have, and unfortunately church people have, is that they receive the message and they are gingered and everything, and people don't tell them that it takes time to for a habit to form. It also takes time for a habit to what? To break. And so if you've been spending your time doing something else, and now you want to spend your time with God, do take it to God and do something that is practical for your life. Don't just react and say, oh, man, I have to be better in 2024. And just start with like 20. You that has never run a business and you made money, you're not saying in 2024 I'm going to start 3 businesses. That's what? Reactive what? Resolution. It doesn't work. It doesn't what? Work. What you need to work at is discipline. Discipline to be able to follow through day to day. It's what you do every day that becomes a habit. If you've not been able to maintain your quiet time in the whole of 2023, do something about it next year. But don't just open your mouth and say, yes, in 2024, I will fast for 4 days every week. And in 2023, even to fast once, except the one that Pastor Billy said, let's do it in church by force. You didn't do it. It doesn't what? It doesn't work. Avoid reactive what? Resolutions. It is reactive resolutions that make people very nihilistic, because they see themselves repeating the same cycles and they get tired. Oh, I tried. No, you didn't try. You just deceived yourself. And you gingered for like 2 months and you got tired. And you got what? You got tired. You exhausted yourself. That's not how it works. So please, in every area of your life, avoid what? Reactive resolutions. Rather, work on being a disciplined person and take everything and put it in the at the feet of God, at his altar, and let God do what he wants to do. Because those things don't work. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. The Simple Gospel Church is a church arm of World Impact Ministries, dedicated to taking the gospel all over the world.